We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Yud Beis. Nimtza she'ikar birur hamedame, shehu birur ho'emuna, hu'al yidei hayodayim. So based on what we explained in the previous paragraph, we see that the main ability to be make a birur hamedame, to separate from this medama, in this context, is where good and bad are mixed together. To be able to separate the good from the bad and be able to know really clearly what's good, what's bad, what's right and wrong. Shehu birur ho'emuna, which is also synonymous with clarifying our emuna in Hashem, in the Torah, in Tzadikim. Hu'al yidei hayodayim is accomplished especially through the yodayim, which we emphasize in the previous paragraph, that meant especially kiyum hamitzvos, doing mitzvos maisios and hanhogos yishoros. Al kein noitlin lulav uminov bayadayim daika. This again is the reason why we take the lulav and the dalet minim in our hands. Ki mitzvas netilas arbo aminim nimshach mebechinas hatfila bebechinas din shel abal koyach shehi bechinas mateyoiz sheze bechinas Rosh Hashanah. Because this mitzvah of dalet minim that we're doing on Sukkos, we learned earlier that was really started from Rosh Hashanah, from the tefila bebechinas din that was being generated on Rosh Hashanah, which Rabbein Azal says in Likutei Moran is like a mateyoiz, like a very powerful stick. That's the concept of Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Hadin. Shal yedei ha-tfila ha-zois machnien es ha-sitra achra. This tfila bebechin din has the ability to subdue the sitra achra, u-moitzin mimena kol chiyusa, and it gives us the ability to get the sitra achra to spit out, to return, all of its chiyus, kol ha-das v'ha-gdusha v'ha-tfila v'ha-rachmonus shebola. All of the das and holiness and tfilois and rachmonos and mitzvois that the sitra achra had swallowed up and had inside of it, when this tfila bebechinas din is generated and the sitra achra tries to swallow it and it gets stuck in its throat, and then the sitra achra starts vomiting and it vomits up, it returns, gives back all of these kedushos that it swallowed. V'nas in gerim, and Rabbein Azal said that this results in gerim. This is the concept of gerim, who are the mamish part of the sitra achra, being spit out and being returned to Klal Yisrael. V'nisrabe kevoidoi, and we know that when gerim join, that increases the kavod of Hashem in a big way. Shemisham shoyresh nafshos Yisrael. And the kavod, the kisya kavod, is the source of the Jewish souls. U'mishom nimshach hanavuah. That's where nevuah comes from. And we had learned earlier that it's through nevuah, when the power of nevuah is in place, that brings about the birur hamedame and the tikkun ho'emuna. We had quoted the pasuk biyad hanevim adame, which results in our being zoicha to that special song of the future. And all of these things are tied into the Dalet Minim. Ki halulav shonu bevorchem al netilas lulav hu bechinas mateyoiz hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says the lulav on which we make the actual bracha, that symbolizes that stick, that powerful stick, which we said was a nickname for the tefillah bebechinas din. Bechinas tzadik katomor yifroch. And we know that the tzadik is compared to a lulav, to a palm tree. Hainu, shal yedei netilas lulav uminov, onu marim she'onu nitzachnu hamelchama b'Rosh Hashanah. By us taking these dalet minim on Sukkos and holding them in our hands, we're showing that we've won the war on Rosh Hashanah. We won. Shezochinu lekabel mehatzadik emes koyach hatfilo bebechinas din shebechinas mateyoiz. We were zoche to receive from the true tzadikim the power of that tefila bebechinas din, which is like this powerful stick. Sheze bechinas halulav uminav. That's the lulav and the other minim shonu noitlam esukkos, which we take on Sukkos. Kamei shekosu bezoyer hakodesh, as the Zoyer hakodesh says, man notzach, who has won? Who has won the war? Man do'ochid mani krova, the one who's holding their weapons in their hands. The loser has to forfeit his weapons in a war. The victor is the one who comes back holding his weapons high in the air that he won. Sheheim hu arbo minim. That's what these dalet minim represent. They are like our weapons. And we're showing that we believe we won on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Nimtza shehu arbo minim heim b'chinas klei zayin shelanu. So according to the Zohar HaKadosh, these dalet minim are like our weapons. B'chinas moni krova. That's what it calls them. Weapons. Kli milchama. Shezeh b'chinas matei oiz shemispal Rosh Hashanah. That's the concept of that powerful stick that's being shown on Rosh Hashanah, where our tefillah is bebechinas din. It's not the usual tefillah, which is chesed. It's tefillah bebechinas din. U'mishom nimshach lanu mitzvah k'doish azois. And it's from there, from the tefillah bebechinas din of Rosh Hashanah, that the mitzvah of Dalet Minim draws its power from. She'anu zeichin achar kach besukas, litoil halul v'akodosh minu v'akodosh miyodenu, that we're zeiche afterwards on Sukkot to take these dalet minim in our hands, sheheim hamoni krova, which are the weapons, hanim shochen al yidei b'chinas hamatei oiz hanal, which are generated through that matei oiz, through that tefila b'chinas din of Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, u'boze onu smeichin achshov. And with this, we celebrate now on Sukkot, shezochinu lenatzeach hamelchama, that we've won the war. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ulekachtem lochem bayom harishon priyetzodor kapos tmorim, etc., etc., usemachtem lifnei Hashem aleikechem. You will take these and you will rejoice before Hashem. Sheikar hasimcha hu balulov uminov shenimshoch miyamatei oiz kanal. Our main joy is in the lulav and the dalet minim, which come from that matei oiz, that tefillah bebechinas din. Shemishom nimshach hanigin anal, and that's also where that song comes from, that special song of the future, that kshir poshut kofel mishulosh merubu we spoke about. Shemishom kol hasmochos kanal, and that's where all the different joys of the world come from. We quoted many times the pasuk alei osor v'alei novel, alei goyin bechinor, ki simachtani Hashem befo'olecho. V'zeh b'chinas arvei nachal shemekashrim yachad b'toich arbo aminim. With this, we could also understand the significance and why we bind the two aravois as part of the dalet minim. Ki arvei nachal meramzim al b'chinas poishe Yisrael v'geirim shekulam choizrim lashem yisborach aitei matei oizanam. Because the aravois, which have no smell and no taste, they represent those Jews who have no mitzvahs and no Torah. Meaning we're talking about the lowest level Jews. Or we're talking about Geirim, for example, and those people who are coming completely from the outside. When they first come, they're coming mamish from the other side. And they're all returning to Hashem through this matei oiz, through this tefillah bebechinas din, which causes the sitra achra to spit up, to give out all kinds of stuff. V'zeh b'chinas ha-hodos, shehu k'neged ha-shloish ha-ovois ki-yodua. And this is the concept of the three hadasim that are part of the Dalet Minim that correspond to Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, as is known. Ki ha-ovois heim b'chinas shoroshei nafshois Yisrael, shemishom ha-nevua. The ovois ha-kdoishim, just like we said earlier, that nevua comes from the kiseh ha-kovoid, from kovoid, and the Kisei HaKovoid is the Shoresh Nefoshos Yisrael, so too the Ovois HaKdoshim are the Shoroshei Nefoshos Yisrael. They are the foundation of all the Jewish souls. All the Jewish souls are come from Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Shemishom HaNevuah, and that's where Nevuah comes from the Shoroshei Nefoshos Yisrael. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likutei Moran, Beshivim Nefesh Yordu Avoisecha. Our forefathers went down to Egypt as a group of 70 souls. And Rabbeinu Zal brings over there in Likutei Moran that the first letters of these four words, Beshivim Nefesh Yordu Avoisecha, spell the word Navi, Nevuah. Rosh Tevois Navi. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, that the Nevuah comes from the Shoroshei Nefoshos Yisrael. Avoisecho daiko, and look what the pasuk says there. Beshivim nefesh yordu avoisecho, your forefathers. Vaydeze zoichen lenevua. And through this, we're zoiche to nevua. Shaideze Nizbarer Hamedame Voemuna. We learned earlier that when the 10 levels of Nevua are in place, then Wezoche Tabiror Hamedame and Teemuna. Veze Bechinas Ho Esroig Shehua Ikor. Now we come to the Esroig, which is the main one of all the Dalet Minim. Ki Ho Esroig Priet Sodor Hu Bechinas Emuna Malchus Kiyadua. Because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the Esroig represents the Malchus. The Esroig represents the last hey of Yudke Vovke. The Malchus, the Shechina, Emuna, all of those terms go together. Shehu Bechinas Kuloch Yofor Ayosi. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim about the Malchus, about the Shechina, about Emuna, you are all beautiful, my beloved. You are completely beautiful, referring to the beauty of the Esroig. Ki ikar hayoyfi vahahidur shel Knesset Yisrael hu hu emunah gdoshah sheyesh lahem. Because the main beauty of Klal Yisrael is our emuna, our faith. That's our real beauty in the eyes of Hashem. We say it in the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, Koyomar Hashem, you know, that Hashem says about how great the Yidden are, Lechtech acharai bamidbor beretz lo yizarua, that you were willing to follow me into the desert, you know, in uncharted territory, you know, you showed faith in me. Hashem says there, Zocharti lochem chesed nurayich, I remember the kindness of your youth, you know, what was so special to me about you, and it was your faith, your emunah. Kikol hashloisha minim meirin lo esroi, because we know that the other three minim, the lulav, hadasim, and aravois, they shine into the esroig. The esroig is the malchus. The malchus is always the one on the receiving end. The malchus is always the mekabel, as we mentioned previously. Ki ikar kavona sanatila hulahamshich kol hatikunim anal hanimshochem meatfila anal mebchinas mateoiz anal. Bishvil legaloi sulohoyer hoemunah gdoshah ba'olam. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the main concept behind the mitzvah of Dalet Minim is for us to be able to take all of those tikkunim that were initiated by the tefillah bebchinas din on Rosh Hashanah, which is that mateyoiz, and use them in order to reveal and shine the light of emunah into the world. Shezeo bechinas ho esroig. That's what the esroig represents. Shu bechinas malchus emuna kanam. V'alkein noitlin ho arbo minim bayodayim. This is why the mitzvah of Dalet Minim is you have to hold it in your hands. Ki ikar birur hamedame ve emuna ho bayodayim daiko. Because this process of birur hamedame and this process of emuna is reflected especially in the hands. Again, when Moshe Rabbeinu did battle against Amalek, it says, Vayhi Yodov Emuna. His hands displayed faith in Hashem. His hands were stretched out in tefillah. So the Yodayim are the Emuna. That Pasuk Biyad Hanavim Adame, that the Tikkun of the Medame, the Birur HaMedame, is accomplished through the Yodayim, which we learned earlier, represent Emuna, Mitzvois Maisius. That's the main thing. Ki ikar birur hamedame ve'emuna hu bayadayim daika. Vaydeze zoichin l'shir anal. And that's how we zoich to that special song. Shehu shir poshut kofol meshulash maruba. Shezeo gam kein b'chinas ho arbo aminim. That special song, which is single, double, triple, quadruple, which also corresponds to the dalet minim, as we saw earlier. Sheze b'chinas ha-halel sho'imrim im ho'arbo aminim. This is the concept of the halel that we say while we're holding the dalet minim. Ki halel hu b'chinas shiran al-kanal. Because halel is that song of the future. It's an aspect of that song of the future. Ki halel merames al-osed lovoi. Because the halel that we say is not just praising Hashem about the past and present, but also about the future. Kama Shapirish Rashi al posuk erchatz benikoyo in kapai vaseivavo es mizbechecho Hashem. Rashi HaKodesh says over there, speaking about this going around the mizbeach with the dalet minim saying halel, that that's a tefillah for the future, for the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. Shehu bechinas harbo aminim, that posuk about being mesoivev the mizbeach is related to the dalet minim. Kama Shador Shrazal, as the Gemara says, Lashmia bekoil toido ulesaper kol nifloisecha, and to let known, to give forth our sound, our voice of thanks, and to speak about all of your wonders. Pirush Rashi, and Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Ze Halel. This refers to the tefillah of Halel, sheyesh boi l'sheovar ויש בוי לגויג, ויש בוי למויס המשיח, ויש בוי לסד לבוי. Hallel includes in it praising and thanking Hashem about the past, about the battle of Goig and Magog of the future, and about the days of Mashiach, and about the future after that, all included in Hallel. Nimtza, Shehallel, Kolol Mikol Haniflois Ad Losid. So Hallel includes in it thanking Hashem for all of His wonders and miracles, including the future. Ki hu bebchinas Hashir Shel Niflois, Sheyisar Losid Shu Shiranal. It's this special song of wonders that'll be will be activated in the future. Shenisoyer besukkas aide arbo aminim, which is activated on sukkas by our taking these dalet minim, v'alkein goyim remaleim es ha-halel. And that's why we say the whole halel on these dalet minim. V'alkein menanin b'hoidu l'ashem t'chila v'soif. And this is also why we shake the dalet minim at the hoidu, the first hoidu in halel, and then at the second hoidu in halel, towards the after on Hashem atzlichna. Ki ikar hanianuim hei bebechinas chesed anal, because as we learned earlier, the shaking was to activate the chesed. V'alkein heim shivim u'shnayim nianuim, and that's why we do a total of 72 shakings. We do it in six directions, three times in each one of the six directions. That's 18, and we do four sets like that, which gives us 72. La'oira b'chinas shir shel chesed, to turn on that song of chesed. V'alkein menan en b'hoitu l'ashm kitoiv ki li'oilam chazdoi t'chila v'soif. And that's why we shake specifically when we say those lines. La'hamshich b'chinas hashir shel chesed, to draw upon us this special song of chesed.